Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver Black Pride. And this is my weekly podcast, my breakdown of what happened and talk ahead. You know, it's not pretty. You know that. I know how you are. I ask you how you are. I know you're pissed, you're confused, you're stunned. So many different emotions. Never thought it was going to be like this. And as you know, certainly I'm not going to sit here and say this is fun. But in a sick, perverse world, this is what the NFL is. It's so unexpected. You just never know. It's the most unpredictable theater around anything. It's just the wildest stuff. And you just can never predict it. You know, you watch Red Zone in the morning. In the morning hours, you know, the first window of the games. And that from about, you know, talking about being on the West Coast, so about 12:45 on, it's freaking chaos. Every week. And the Raiders made their game chaotic, too. But here's the deal. They're 0-3. And it's shocking, and it's sad for the Raider Nation. I feel so bad for you guys. This is supposed to be the year. This is the window. And they told us this was their window. By signing everybody in the 3 years, this is their window. And there's no excuses anymore. You know, they made the playoffs last year. They went and got Adams. They thought they got upgraded coaching in the front office. Well, we will see. They got Chandler Jones. And they're 0-3. They're the only team that is 0-3. Now, the Texans are 0-2-1, but the Raiders don't even have that one. They're 0-3. And it's bad. There's only one saving grace right now. There's only one saving grace. And most of it I'm going to talk about all the crap that's going on. But the saving grace is that the NFL, there's only what? You know, the Giants haven't played yet. So this is going to be everywhere you can get your podcast this afternoon. It's currently 3:29 on the West Coast, Best Coast, Left Coast on Monday. So, but it's going to be on the site on Tuesday morning. So as of now, the Giants are 2-0. But right, you know, as I'm speaking, there's 2 3-0 teams. That's the Dolphins and that's the Eagles. The Bills lost. The Chiefs lost. So that Chiefs losing, hey, being 2 games out is a lot better than being 3 games out. So that's the one saving grace. The Chargers, bless their souls, they're banged up like crazy. Always. Always. Seems like the 49ers and the Chargers get beat up more than you can believe. But anyways, I know you say, hey, Williamson, shut up. We have our own injury problems. And you do. Everybody does. Don't think that's the reason why the Raiders are 0-3, though. And then the Broncos are 2-1, who the Raiders played this week. But they're a goofy-looking 2-1. They look closer to 0-3 than 2-1 on offense. On defense, they're the real deal. So, you know, we'll see. But see, they're figuring stuff out, and they're winning. The Raiders are doing the opposite. They're trying to figure stuff out, and they're losing. Season's too short for that crap. It is. But that's the one saving grace, is that the AFC West is not as good as we thought it was going to be. Chiefs are going to be fine. Broncos, Russell Wilson's trying to find his way. And the Chargers are hurt, and the Raiders are 0-3. So, there is time. But the reality is that they're 0-3, and there's only been 6 teams in National Football League history to make the playoffs after starting 0-3 since 1970. That's 52 years. So this stark reality, and that's where I live. I live in Realityville. The odds are tough. I was on the SB Nation podcast show this morning with a couple great guys, RJ Ochoa and Pete Sweeney, and RJ asked me, is this game against Denver really win or else? And I told RJ, I said, look, dude, that might have been yesterday. You know, because this was a game between two 0-2 teams that went to the playoffs last year. First time that's happened in 16 years. That was the behind the eight ball game, and the Raiders put themselves there. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is certainly must win. The Kansas City game certainly must win. Kansas City has a tough game against the Buccaneers, who are like the Chiefs, lost the game yesterday. That they're going to be pissed about. So that's a big game. Chiefs might be going to that game 2-2. So, you know, if the Raiders win this week, Chiefs lose, Chargers lose, you know, who knows? Then there's 3-2, you know, there's 2-1-3 teams, 2-2-2 teams, and you only game out. So it's not over yet. But the problem is, they haven't played winning football. They haven't. You can choose to say, well, there are close games. Yeah, but if you're not bullshitting yourself, you know that they haven't played well enough to win. Somebody tried to sell me, oh, there was a bad call against the Cardinals. You know what? There was a lot of bad calls against the Cardinals, and they're all made by Josh McDaniels blowing a 20-0 halftime lead. You win 20-0, you win 20-0 at halftime. You shouldn't worry about a freaking official's call, questionable call. Give me a break. Get out of that mindset, please. But they never looked like they should have won the Charger game. Never looked like they should have won yesterday's game. But they, you know, they made some nice plays. They got into it, but I'm not gonna say, oh, gee, they've been outplayed and they know it, and they've been outplayed and they've shot themselves in the foot. And Derek Carr's talking about practice, and I don't know what that means. But yeah, they're playing bad situational football. That's on the coaching staff. Devontae Adams is, you know, not making the impact he should, and that's not all on him. He has seven catches for 48 yards combined. That needs to be better. And, you know, Waller's got to stop dropping passes. They need more balance, you know, to stop penalties. Big plays on defense. Yeah, they played okay in the second half, but, you know, the Titans did what the Raiders did last week against the Cardinals. They went to sleep in the second half. You know, they gave up touchdowns to a mediocre offense on three straight drives to start the game. There's your game, especially if you're going to go 2-for-6 in the red zone. And, you know, talking about the red zone, Derek Carr, he's the common denominator. It's not Gruden's fault anymore. It's Derek Carr's guy who's been there the whole time during the red zone woes. So you got to wonder. And I'm not saying it's all Derek Carr's fault, but, you know, he hasn't been magical. Defense doesn't look special either. But yeah, and, you know, so I'm not saying they're this close. They got to figure out their own crap. That's what they got to do. They got to figure out their own stuff. And then maybe the ball will bounce their way. And, you know, they're not losing to world beaters either, friends. The three teams they've played are a combined 3-6. That means these teams only have beaten the Raiders. They're all 1-2. And the Cardinals got their ass kicked by Kansas City the week before, and the Titans got crushed by Buffalo last week, and then they beat the Raiders. And again, if this team goes 6-7-10, 6-11, this is built for right now. This is the team, the guys they have, all the guys they signed. This is the team. So you got to wonder, what the hell's going on? But again, it can get fixed. I'm not closing the door on this season. I'm not. Because the NFL is wild. And the AFC is open. And some teams aren't as good as we thought, but, you know, some teams may be better. Jacksonville might be better, so that might be a playoff spot that we didn't know. But I'm not discounting a playoff run, but they got to figure out their stuff. That's what they have to do. They have to figure out their own stuff. And it's on Josh McDaniels, and he hasn't done a very good job. His staff hasn't done a very good job. Remember back in preseason, which seems a million years ago, people celebrating that they, you know, took it to the crappy Patriots, you know, a couple on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Yeah, that was cool. Eye roll emoji. Let's not get overwhelmed by that crap anymore. Now the season's starting, they can't do anything. It's on them. But again, they can figure it out. What are the keys to beating Denver? You know, Denver has a really good defense. But I think you can get them on the... I think they can be beat by the tight end because Justin Simmons is not playing. So you gotta hope Waller has a bounce-back game, and I bet he will. Moreau's been on the field a lot. You got to take advantage of those guys. You got to stop the run. Better, you know, Denver has a couple good running backs. They're not Derrick Henry, but they have a couple good running backs. Williams and Gordon. Wilson's looked very shoddy. But he also made a couple big plays to beat the 49ers, so he's still capable, and he's getting more comfortable. You know, Crosby and Chandler Jones, hello, where have you been? They got to get to him, they got to make him uncomfortable. And the Raiders got to execute better, that's certainly. They got to get the ball to Adams more. And, you know, and they just got to just play smart football. I don't know who's going to win. I haven't figured this game. Last week I predicted 24-23 Titans. First time I got a Raider game right this week. I don't know who I think is going to win. I think it's going to be another really close game. Things will be low scoring. I think the over-under opened at 46 at our friends at DraftKings, and now it's down to 44.5. I would say it's going to be an under-type game. Don't go spending your money. Listen to me. That'd be stupid, but I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But we'll see. But they need to win. But maybe they will, because NFL is so weird week to week. We might be talking as the scenario I said being the game out could happen next week, and then you feel better about yourselves. So you just got to get that first win. So that's it. That's the truth. No fluff here. If you want to hear fluff, I'm not the guy. But I'm not unfair either. I just tell it how it is. So there you go. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Buck Pride. Take it easy. Read us every day. We're getting after it. Listen to us. We have so many good podcasters. Me, I'm not included in them, but I do a podcast, but I'm not one of the good ones. But take it easy. Have fun. Be safe. Be happy. See you later.